Okay, Antonio, you want to just tell us about some of the comics that your line is producing right now?
Sure. We're Brooklyn-based. All of our comics take place in Brooklyn, primarily around Williamsburg and the Greenpoint areas. We've been dabbling in different genres. We've done some autobiographical books, some more zine, arty-oriented stuff. Then we delved into the superhero genre and then science fiction. And basically our goal is to create quality books that don't really fit into what's being published currently. We're looking to do something different and see what sticks.
Okay, you want to just take us down the line and just discuss
your
show?
Sure. Our latest book is called Martian Debut. It takes place around Greenpoint. If you recall the hurricane in Brooklyn that we had last year and the tornado, basically it's set during that time, and it follows an alien race as they encounter humanity for the first time and are completely puzzled by our bizarre actions and behaviors and practices. And ultimately, in trying to figure us out, they mimic us initially and ultimately interact with us. And the story follows how the aliens themselves change through that experience. The book we did previously is called Super Duper Ham. It's a superhero satire, again, based in Williamsburg and Greenpoint. It follows a pig on his first day on the job as a superhero. His name is Abraham. He has magical words, ba-bam. He turns from a hot dog-shaped, nerdy little character into this big, rotund superhero who fights crime, learns some lessons. Mm-hmm. And before that, it's more of just playing around with the medium, finding my own as a writer, as an artist, and playing around with layout and design. And for that, I've got two books. One is Flying Solo, which is sort of following my desire to make comics, but not knowing where to start and looking for inspiration, whether it's in the world around me or from within. And then we have a book called Sketches and Streams, which is a collection of experiments with design and illustration.
It's got a really nice visual look to it. Like, you played around a lot of the style, right?
Yeah, I started experimenting with blind contour drawing and doing something very gestural, and then going back in and actually looking at the image to fully render it out. And that's in Sketches and Streams. That's where we started. I was exploring with that more, and it really revolves around my experience of moving to New York from Baltimore just before 9/11, and how, you know, the city changed and then recoiled and continued to change, because it's been better every single year living here. And so I'm hoping that through my body of work, one can get.
So it sounds like moving to New York, like, really inspired you creatively.
Yeah, because, you know, growing up, a lot of the comics that I read take place here, but a lot of them are Manhattan, Times Square. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot more life elsewhere in the city. And, you know, Brooklyn's gotten much more popular and there's a lot of attention on it now. So I'm hoping to take advantage of that and just explore that neighborhood and introduce it to people while they're still interested.
So do you kind of incorporate, like, real life parts of Williamsburg into the comic?
Oh, yes. Like, in Super Duper Ham, scenes take place in McCarran Park and down by the riverside. So you can literally look at my books and go to the locations where the stories take place.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say about the series, and where can people find out more information about
that? Yeah, if you want to go online to Artichoke Presents, we actually have an online exclusive that we just released, which stars Gary Steingart and Paul Giamatti. So it's pretty exciting to get to do that. So it's up there, it's online, it's awesome.